Hey there, welcome to School of Rock, where the riffs are loud, the connections are deep, and the lessons come with a serious side of vinyl. I'm your host, Jamie Chiquette, teacher of the multimedia production right here at Taconic High School, and today we're mixing a little sunshine with some serious sound. That's right, our theme for the first set is spring, a season of change, of new beginnings, and maybe, just maybe, a reason to actually get out of bed before noon on a Saturday. We're starting things off with a classic that practically defines the season. Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. George Harrison wrote this gem back in 1969 after a long gray stretch of winter, both in the weather and in life. A walk through a blooming garden sparked something in him, and the result was this timeless anthem of renewal, light, and hope. Let it warm you up. Here's the Beatles.
Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
If that didn't make you smile, you might be more of a winter person. And that's okay, we'll work on you. Up next, a song that sounds like spring if it had a soundtrack. Electric Light Orchestra dropped Mr. Blue Sky in 1977, and it's been lifting spirits ever since. Jeff Lynne wrote it after weeks of gloom finally gave way to a clear blue sky, and man, you can feel it in every note. This one's like cracking the windows for the first time all year and blasting the music on a drive to nowhere. Let's go.
Yeah.
why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
Mr. Blue Sky,
please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we go wrong?
That's the kind of track that makes you want to ditch the hoodie, roll into spring, and maybe even do a little air drumming when no one's looking. Now we're changing gears a bit, but keeping the spring vibe strong with Going to California by Led Zeppelin. It's a little more mellow, a little more reflective, but it's got that restless energy that spring brings. When the snow melts and the world opens up, you start thinking about where you want to go and maybe who you want to be. This song is all about that search. Here's Led Zeppelin with A Little Wanderlust for Your Soul.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. mind, make a new start. Going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. My chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. Wondered how tomorrow could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children of the sun begin. Watch out.
It seems that the wrath of the gods got a punch on the nose and it's starting to flow. I think I might be sinking. Throw me a line if I reach it in time. Meet you up there and the path runs straight and high.
Find a queen without a king. They say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La la la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of doom. Trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. Standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams. Telling myself it's not as hard, hard, hard as it seems.
That's the sound of daydreaming in study hall, staring out the window, wondering what's next. Classic. And that wraps up our first spring-themed set here in School of Rock. Coming up, we've got some amazing student segments, audio projects, and shout-outs from the multimedia production crew right here at Deconic. You won't want to miss it. Stick around, because this classroom, it doesn't need walls, and it never stops rocking. Next up is Kira, exploring the theme of insanity in her set.
Welcome back to Cap's Corner. Today, I've got more Metallica and a little treat at the end, so stay tuned. The theme today is self-imprisonment, being trapped in thought or going insane. Let's start with Too Far Gone. We'll be right back. That was a rush. Now for my favorite Metallica song, Welcome Home Sanitarium.
Sanitarium.
These are all amazing songs. Now the little treat you've been waiting for is actually a song of my own that is fully produced and streaming under CAP, with a K, not a C, everywhere. Now sit back and enjoy my song, Shadow, dot, 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 a love letter.
Is it too late to tell you now? Hey, you know this isn't how I wanted it to go. Oh, I'm just a shadow of the girl you want. My words mean nothing, so I wrote this song. I really care, but I know I'm not the one you want. I try to let go, everything about you glows. You don't care, but I'll let you know. I fell hard, but I wanna go. I'm a shadow. This song is about you now. I can't seem to let you go. You make me feel like a shadow of the one I was before. Then I wound up at your door. I tried to knock, but I can't do it.
Those were the songs I chose for the theme of self-imprisonment. See you next time on CAP's Corner.
Thanks, Kira. Now we turn to Finn, who's making some great connections in the world of punk music.
Hey, welcome to my corner of the show. I'm Finn, and in my corner today, as an offspring of rock, punk is also really big and has many different types of audiences. Some can be political, like the first song I'm going to play for you, which is based on the idea that people who think with reason are all going away, and all that's left is, to quote the song directly, white working class nationalists. Kick back and listen to The Idiots Are Taking Over by NoFX.
We'll be right back. social cancer? Is there an answer? Mensa membership exceeding. Tell me why and how are all the stupid people breeding? Watson, it's really elementary. The Industrial Revolution has flipped the bitch on evolution. The benevolent and wise are being thwarted out to size. What a bummer. The world keeps getting dumber. Insensitivity is standard. And faith is being fancied over reason. Darwin's rolling over in his coffin. The fittest are surviving much less often. Now everything seems to be reversing. And it's worse thing. Someone flopped a steamer in the gene pool. Now angry mob mentality is no longer the exception, it's the rule. And I'm starting to feel a lot like Charlton Heston, stranded on a primate planet. Apes and orangutans and ran into the ground. With generals and the armies that obeyed them. Followers following fables. Philosophies that enable them to rule without regard.
Though that one was political, there are many others that aren't like that, like this next one I have for you, about needing a friend when it matters most during a stressful time. This is Busy by Jawbreaker.
We'll be right back.
Now finishing out things, I have for you the last song in my corner. A beautiful but chaotic song about not wanting civilization to take over the beautiful nature that came before it. And the cities that we built are so big that it can be repetitive compared to the beauty of nature. This is Butterfly by Crimp Shrine.
When I was younger, I dreamed butterflies. Now I looked around and realized there ain't no butterflies around here no more. The people everywhere in a crowd that once was there, they just tried to disappear. And on street I walked, where the sunshine shadows grow.
So there you have it. Three songs with different types of punk. One being political, one being more mellow, and one being way more chaotic. I hope you enjoyed at least one of these songs. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, Finn. Last up, we have Max and the importance of love and music. Check it out.
Hello again, everybody. My name is Max, and today I'm here to show you three songs that are all about the importance of love. The first song is Every Night by Imagine Dragons. The second song is We Found Love by Calvin Harris, which features Rihanna. The last song is Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes, which features the Maroon 5 lead singer, Adam Levine. Let's get started. For the first song, I have Every Night by Imagine Dragons. This song explores themes of longing for love and how love is important because it explores the story of how a man feels like he's nothing without someone loving him. It just goes to show how much love can affect someone's life. Every Night was released on the debut studio album Night Visions by Imagine Dragons, which was released on September 4th, 2012. Let's listen to the song.
I'm coming home to you. Every night. I'm the colorless sunrise. It's never good enough. I'm the wind that's in your hair that ruffles you up. If you could find a reason, you could let me know. I just turn and go. I'm coming home to you.
I hope you enjoyed that one. While this song is a little bit of a sad one, and the saddest of the songs on this list, it really relates to the theme of how love is important pretty well. Now for the second song, which is We Found Love by Calvin Harris, featuring Rihanna. This song is about how love can really change someone's life in times of hardship. The song repeats the line, "We found love in a hopeless place," which really speaks to what the song is about. This song was released in 2011. It is also a staple song in Rihanna's discography, and it is one of her biggest hits. Let's get right into the second song. I hope you enjoyed the song. That song really speaks to how love rises above all, and how even in a hopeless place, you can find love. Last but not least, I have the song Stereo Hearts by Gym Class Heroes featuring the Maroon 5 lead singer, Adam Levine. This song uses a more metaphorical way of telling a story of how love is important. The song relates a heart to a stereo. The song also has the line, "Make me your radio," and then the next line is telling the person to turn them up when they feel low. Each Even though the song is pretty much entirely made of metaphors, it still gets its message across. This song was released in 2011 on the album The Papercut Chronicles 2 by Gym Class Heroes. Let's listen to the final song.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Gym Class Heroes, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no, my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
So hard to find.
I'll take your hand and hold it closer to mine.
Yeah.
Our love was dead, but now you're changing.
Yeah.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. Stereo.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to that one. Overall, these three songs do not fail to show how love is one of the most important emotions and how it can really affect people's lives and bring people together. To me, I really like how love songs can really be diverse. Like, they can be sad or melancholy, or they can be really upbeat and energetic. I just like the... And also, they can spread across a variety of genres. I just really like how diverse it can be. I think that's one of... I think this theme is really great and can really make a lot with it. Well, that is all I have for today. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Max, for your great tunes, and just like that, we're wrapping up another session of School of Rock. But this time, it wasn't just about the music, it was about the voices behind it. A big shout out to our featured student creators today. You brought the energy, the insight, and the creativity that makes this show way more than just another playlist. Whether you were breaking down a song, spinning your own set, or sharing your thoughts about what rock means to you, you nailed it. This show is all about connections, between generations, between sounds, between seasons, and you all proved that rock and roll is still alive and evolving in the halls of Taconic. To everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. Whether you were driving, editing a project, or just letting the music carry you through, I'm glad you were here. We'll be back with more deep cuts, more student voices, and of course, more rock. Until then, keep your minds open, your playlists fresh, and your volume just a little too loud. I'm Jamie Chiquette, signing off from School of Rock, where learning meets legendary. See you next time.